As part of our summer adventure series, we've been following some of you around on your vacations.
This is Kathy Selden. I live in Cheyenne, Wyoming. My granddaughter and I are going to a fish camp 20 miles north of the Arctic Circle, where we'll be hunting for mammoth bone and living with the Inupiat Eskimos.
My name is Brian Frankel. I'm from Logan, Utah. And this summer, I'm going to walk the length of Idaho. And 900 miles and 50 days later, my dog and I will arrive in Nevada.
Hi, I'm Nancy Etchemendi, and I'm from Menlo Park, California. I'm spending the month on an icebreaker in Antarctica, and I'm there as we speak.
This week, we're talking to Annalisa Kelly of Portland, Oregon. She's cooking for a group of archaeological students at a dig on the island of Martinique in the French Antilles. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Leanne.
What prompted this summer adventure of yours?
Well, my brother is the professor who organizes this project, and he needed someone to come along and do the cooking, and I joined him like I did 3 years ago on a similar project.
Oh, so you must have had a good time the first time for you to go back.
I did. It's really spectacular here in the Caribbean. I love it.
Yeah. Are you a professional chef?
I've done a lot of cooking. I don't know if I'd quite say that I'm a professional chef, but I've done a lot of cooking for a living, yes. I never get tired of cooking.
So what specialties do you prepare for these students?
Well, I do try to make some sort of local cuisine, and one of the biggies here is poulet colombo. That's chicken curry in a Creole fashion, and that will be served usually with rice. They also make here a coconut chicken. That's delicious. And grilled fish, and I do sometimes a little bit of French food and some American food, too, just mix it up a bit.
What are the students looking for on this archaeological dig?
Well, they are investigating what the conditions were of the enslaved peoples on the island during the plantation times. And there have been studies here studying the owners before, but this is the first one studying the conditions of slavery. And so they're looking for, you know, very unglamorous artifacts, broken pottery. A coin is a huge find. A button is very good. It's not big things, but a lot of small things that add up to information about their lifestyle.
Conversations must be great at dinner.
Yes, and there's French students, and there's Dutch students, and there's American students, so they're very interesting.
Annalisa Kelly of Portland, Oregon, is on the island of Martinique, where this summer she's cooking for a group of archaeological students. Thanks a lot. I'm so hungry after talking to you.
Well, thank you, Leanne. I appreciate being involved.